We are actually going to break ground on our expansion in September.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we've been talking about that off and on here on this program, behind the scenes, a little bit on the scenes, watching it go through the city government process and everything, and now it's groundbreaking time. Tell us about what's in the works.
Well, bids came in on the project. We had three bidders on the project. They came in last week. They were all very close, which tells us that we were in the right ballpark with what we wanted to do. One of those companies is going to be awarded the project. We don't know yet, but it's going to come up in the next week or so. And then the plan is to break ground on the expansion in early September.
Fantastic. You know, it's really funny.
That's great news.
It's funny for me because I remember covering the groundbreaking of the original Y way back when, and it seemed like a fairly large project back then. It's been so successful that now this groundbreaking, this expansion is, I mean, what, doubling the size, if not more?
It's about doubling the overall size. And there's certainly going to be a few hiccups along the way because we're going to have to move some people out of the way to do what we want to do to get that much bigger. But I think some of the shifting people to a different room or shifting some of our programs to a different place is going to, in the end, is going to be well worth it because by February, we think we're going to have the whole expansion open.
Really? So, yep. You know, I remember the days as a kid when you didn't build in the wintertime, but apparently they got that part down. So September, looking here at the groundbreaking, and then February or so, I guess the ribbon cutting or whatever you want to call it, the grand opening. But you know, this has got to be exciting for you all on staff there to know that the community is so behind what you do at the Y that you can get this done.
It's really exciting, and one of the things is our patrons have outgrown that facility, and we know that, and so we've really wanted to get something in their hands that they could use that we can, you know, that we can serve more people with.
And I'm just curious from your perspective, sometimes Y's, when they're tried in communities and they're started, they work or they don't. They might get to a level of success. They last for a few years and they may not stick around. What do you think it is that makes the Marquette County Y effort and the countywide effort so successful?
I think there's two things. One is that we have many partnerships within the community. So we work with other community agencies or cities or townships to bring programs and schools too. They're a very big part of our partnership. And then the second thing is we try to find where there's a lack of something in our community, and we try to provide that. So
we're looking at it. I've heard about the plans a little bit, but there's going to be some more basketball courts, some other expansions, that kind of thing, right?
One of the big, most visible things is that our existing gym is going to become more of a gymnastics facility with a bouldering wall and some padded flooring and then gymnastics type of stuff. And then we will have a new gym on the side of that will be a gym with a concession stand and bleachers and some of those things. Some of the times we have to rent facilities to host events or you know, gym space is at a premium in the city. We're going to have a gym that can, you know, host an event. So our wellness, where all the exercise and the weightlifting and all that gear is going to expand, it's going to be double in size by the time we're done. Our group exercise room, which gets so full sometimes we have to actually turn people away, we're going to have a second room like that. So
it's just an overall big expansion. One of the things that we've talked about with a lot of folks from the Y here over the last several months is that the shift from not only a physical wellness kind of place, but sort of an overall wellness, mental and sort of more than just getting physically strong, is really part of what the Y is about. How does this expansion fit into that?
Well, that's a great question. We are very much about mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And we're providing a lot of programs that are for like early stage Alzheimer's patients and their caregivers, or diabetes prevention and those types of things. And we're going to have now some private facilities, private rooms where people can meet with, say, a medical person or a dietitian and help develop a plan for their life that helps them get through maybe an early stage Alzheimer's if you're a caregiver, or helps you prevent or get your diabetes under control, those types of things.
We congratulate you guys at the Y with this. And, you know, as part of the overall expansion of the Y, I mean, the West End is doing great right now with the new facility there, other expansions with other programs, some things moving around and shifting, but things are really looking up.
Yeah, it's like I said, I know some people will be put out a little bit in the first month or two as we shift things around and we cut down some space. Our front entrance is going to move into the gym for a little bit of time while we redo the front entrance. But, you know, come February or March, people are really going to love what they see.